My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Belinda out for a money grab? And Mavis is back to chat. So listen and enjoy.
All right. Last week, to recap, me and my girlfriend, my scammer girlfriend, maybe she's not a scammer, who the hell knows, Belinda.
Please.
Belinda had a very serious fight about her lying about multiple orgasms and blowjobs.
You know what? And these are things that we take very seriously at the Den.
Mm. Her defense.
That's what it comes to.
Yes. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
Huddle.
Her defense was so good that Pip and Joe actually started thinking, you know what? Maybe this is about marriage now. Maybe this is real. That's how well she deserved. That's how well she protected herself from blowjobs and multiple orgasms.
I totally admit that I'm flip-flopping all over the place with this Belinda story because, first of all, she started off as Agnes, writing completely different way. Then she supposedly comes clean and says she's Belinda. We see a woman, but the woman is on the video chat, but the woman is obviously being prompted by a man to say things. But
to me, to profess her love.
To profess her love
to
you.
No, the man prompting her is me. She, the outpouring.
Yeah,
no?
Ishmael. Somebody's prompting her to say things to you. And
prick.
But
stop hogging up my woman.
But then she doesn't ask for money, and she throws all these personal details in. It seems like she's going for the money grab, and she says things that you would normally follow up with. And I need money for that, and she doesn't. So it's like I am all over the place on this story. I don't know if it's a guy. I don't know if it's a girl. I don't know if she's being serious. She wants to marry you, and that's the money grab.
She's every woman.
I'm every woman. Dun, 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 dun.
Why'd you have to gay up that mess? That's one song.
Because it's not the most manliest tune.
I want Davin in me.
Before, let me tell you something, though. If I ever came out of the closet if I was gay.
You're wearing the sweater for it.
That would be, well, and that would come out to I'm every woman.
Oh, you know what? That would be
I would
right.
call all my friends to a place and I would come up. Guys, I have something. I got something to tell you. Hit it, boys! I'm everyone.
Please, like you wouldn't start with the blowjobs and let them figure it out.
You know what?
Poker night at the compound just took a different turn.
And you know what? It's just they don't talk about it because that meant, you know.
The up all night club has a whole different connotation now that Joe's out of the closet.
Sunrise club.
Whatever. Something's getting up.
Something rose. Something set.
Joe sashays over to the pool. Fellas.
I knew there was a reason why I insist on wearing that dress.
Who wants to go into Anthony's movie room?
Something will be moving.
Anthony looks at him and goes, you're too old, foot. Now I made it weird.
Yeah.
All right. No,
it wasn't weird up until that moment.
Yeah, really.
Welcome, Zombie Trucker. Anyway. very gay theme all of a sudden. Anywho, before we get to my girlfriend, there's another girl in play.
Jesus.
Whoa.
My girlfriend's pal.
Oh!
Ex-girlfriend of Dick Elderberry. Look at Joe light up. Like getting that sweater the first time.
He's talking about my girl.
Our girl, Mavis Mills, who I've spoken to also in video chat, who last time we spoke promised to buy me a car.
Yeah.
That's right.
Guess who's going to sell it to her?
Well, if you
like. Yes, that's right. And there's a theme.
Now, I saw this. I forgot I had this, but on March 8th, we're on March 20th, but on March 8th, she had written on her Facebook page, this is Mavis writing, I'm gone through the darling, and I've hurt some people. I wish I could turn back the hands of time. Love you, friends and family.
I've gone through
that's
the
around
darling?
The time when, that's around the time when she was coming clean to me.
Yeah.
So March 20th, I ask her how Adrian is. Remember, Adrian's that guy on the internet that she met that she kind of likes.
Oh, that's right. And she was asking you for romance advice, which is so weird.
I'm kind of hurt.
You're not my concern.
She's two-timing our Dick Eldorado here.
You have missed a whisker.
Shut up with your fake feeling stupid.
Yeah, but they're real, especially the way your life's going. Yeah. Can you imagine if you were dealing with this now? Fuck. I'd have to put you, Joe, this isn't real.
It's probably a guy.
Joe'd be like, fuck you, man. No, me and Rodka, we're going to Ghana. We're playing, man.
The way Joe's been booking stuff. Money's there.
So she goes, haven't talked to him in a while. I go, I'm sorry, babe. She goes, it's fine. I go, okay. I go, it sounded like you were starting to really like him. She goes, I still do like him. I go, you are not concerned that you've not spoken in a while? She goes, I am, but there's nothing or very little I can do. I go, I think you can do better. I'm building up my new friend. She goes, how is that? I go, I think the guy is shady, and the fact that he has not gotten back to you in a while is rude. She goes, I guess he has his reasons. I go, you are very forgiving, a quality which some do not think I possess. She goes, who are those? I go, Belinda. She goes, what's up with you two? Talking to my girlfriend's pal, who they really don't know each other, but maybe they do.
Chatty Cappies.
We certainly are. At least we're not ripping your drunk to shred like you two assholes were earlier. I'm working on a relationship. You're working about a herp. So she asks, what's up with you two? I go, we just had another fight yesterday because I caught her in yet another lie, the masturbation of the orgasms. Yeah. I go, we made up, but I told her if I catch her in any more lies, then we are done. I think I deserve somebody who will at least be honest with me, especially with all I have overlooked in her case. She goes, I have a piece of advice for you. I go, okay. She goes, keep Belinda, whatever the case might be. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I just feel I should tell you. Don't ask me why.
Oh, look at this. She's trying to convince you to stay with your girl.
So now here we got to think about it. Is she saying keep Belinda for the scammer syndicate to get the money? Or is she saying keep Belinda... because this really is, now she's spoken to Belinda, and Belinda doesn't really have feelings for me, and maybe this is part of the marriage thing. We don't know. I go, you're loyal to your friend, and that is sweet, but I can't be with somebody I do not trust, especially with an ocean between us. She lies over the most silly things. I tell her time and time again I just want honesty from her. Time and time again she says she is being honest. Time and time again it is a lie. Would you put up with that from a man you were dating and possibly considered marrying? She goes, but I can tell you one thing. She is the reason for my transformation. Remember, she claims Belinda made her come clean about the Dick Eldorado, the email that Joe never received because he didn't check his spam filter.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Was there a point where Belinda and Mavis, or one of them, said they really didn't know each other that well?
Well, yeah, when I started putting their ass to the fire. Before that, they were buzzing buddies.
Well, he was trying to say to them, you know, well... it seems like you have a lot of similarities, the two of you. You have emails that have, like, similar words or phrases in
numbers
them.
Numbers
in them. And, you know, you fell apart and you said something that seemed to indicate...
Fake profiles with your names interchanged.
Interchangeable names. So he started, like, browbeating the both about that. And they're like, they pretended that they were good pals at first. And then it's like, I don't really know her except from the internet. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, now let me stop you right there. They pretended they were good pals at first.
In England.
And then they
went to the beach in Ghana.
Right. And now they're good pals again.
Not really. No, because remember I told Belinda, I don't want you talking to Mavis.
Okay.
I go, if you are transformed, I am very happy for you and your future. Sadly, I do not know if Belinda's transformed. She just might be a compulsive liar. I can't move to Ghana and start a life with a compulsive liar.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.